Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Neil Love from Research to Practice, and welcome to Oncology Grand Rounds, as today we talk about some new excitement in gynecologic oncology, new agents, new treatment strategies, a lot happening in this field. So here's where we're heading tonight. For the first part of this, we're going to focus on ovarian cancer and specifically PARP inhibitors and the use of ovarian cancer. Our style, as you know, is very rounds-like. We're not going to try to cover every single fact. We're just going to really try to have some fun tonight and teach a little bit and really see a little bit about how this plays out in clinical practice. This is not just about the data and the trials. It's about taking care of patients. We hope we're going to give you a feel for that tonight. So before we really introduce the faculty in our usual innovative sense, I just want to take a second before we get started and query them a little bit about what it's like to be involved in gynecologic oncology today as opposed to even 5 or 6 years ago, Paula. It's really amazing. It seems like in terms of systemic therapy, it was all about chemotherapy, bevacizumab. Now we've got checkpoint inhibitors, PARP inhibitors, novel agents. Just kind of curious, Paula, what it's been like for you to see this change, particularly over the last 3 or 4 years?
I started over 30 years ago, and my patients with advanced ovarian cancer lived 2 years. And now the survival is 8-10 years. And we say, we hope to keep you alive long enough to die of something else. But now that we have PARP inhibitors and targeted therapy and molecular profiling, we're not just treating a tumor, but very individualized care. So it's very exciting.
And Jenny, it's really amazing when you look across. In the past, we would go to ONS and we do all this stuff in 3 or 4 days, and it really just hit you how many new things are coming into the all parts of oncology. I mean, there's nothing. You know, bladder cancer we're going to do here. There's 5 checkpoint inhibitors, an antibody drug conjugate, and a TKI all have been approved in bladder cancer. So everything is kind of exploding. Jenny, what's it been like for you to see all these new agents come into your practice?
I mean, it's been really exciting. One of my mentors, when he had a recurrent patient, an ovarian cancer patient, he would say, if we were having this conversation 10 years ago, it would be a very different conversation. So I think it's an exciting time to be in gynecologic cancer.
You know, the other thing that we've seen, Shannon, we're going to talk when we get into the PARP section about genomic profiling, and particularly looking for germline mutations, which have implications not just to the patient. Now, of course, if you have a patient with a BRCA mutation, you're going to think about a PARP inhibitor, but also implications to the family. Any comments on that, Shannon, and what you've seen in terms of being able to detect germline mutations, then pick them up in the family and actually prevent cancers?
Well, I mean, I think it's been really empowering. We knew for a long time that we had to be doing germline testing for BRCA, and yet you would see report after report that the penetrance of actual testing was like 20%, 30%, 40%. You knew we were missing these patients. And now that we have all these treatment options, I think it has really elevated that testing into the upfront. And then we're being able to reflect that back to the family. So not only is the patient benefiting from a treatment standpoint, but then we can do cascade testing of the family members and determine if anyone else is at risk and potentially prevent cancer. Because obviously the treatment works, but we'd ideally like to prevent the cancer from coming to begin with.
Yeah, that's the best case scenario. And the final thing I want to mention before we kind of get started, Dave, is how clinical research has entered the picture in gynecologic cancer. Because medical oncology has lots of trials and is very deeply ingrained. Gynecologic oncology, urology is another one that's kind of a specialty out there. But what we've seen now, to me, it looks to me like the last few years, a lot more new agents coming in to gynecologic cancer. And some of these new agents actually patients benefit by. Phase 1 studies where the first patient gets a drug, you see benefit. Again, any comment, Dave, on what clinical research is like in the field, again, compared to maybe 5 or 8 years ago where it was maybe chemo A versus chemo B?
Right. I mean, the opportunity to have these agents and really see prolongation of life and improvement really gets patients excited. But really, when we get the practitioners excited, when somebody comes in my phase 1 clinic and I end up keeping them for 3 years because they have disease control, man, my partners are really itching to get those patients. And then you talk to people around the community and they're trying to get them into the phase 1. In the past, phase 1 was last ditch. I'd often see consults, hospice or phase 1. Not anymore. I mean, you get platinum resistant, you better be getting a consult in consideration for phase 1.